Testing. 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. Episode 51.
50 wonderful.
Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens
for a reason.
One of the most unthought out phrases,
colloquialisms.
A prepackaged, ready to go phrase when you don't know what the fuck you're saying. Lay that phrase on a family that experienced murder. See how that goes. There was a murder in my family.
A murder.
And then there was an overdose death, authored
by my son. In my mind, these events are connected.
We, the survivors, know that in the face of such unreasonable bullshit,
that there was no reason.
Invariably, somebody attempting
to be deep
tracks upon that lazy path, that obnoxious sentence
that trivializes
the event, trivializes reality,
supernaturalifies it in the easiest fucking way.
A verbal example of kitsch. Certainly, things happen for reasons. There are reasons
for the things that happen.
But that's really different than things happening for a reason. I just watched a candid taping of a young woman who shoved her husband or fiancé out the window of a high-rise apartment.
Especially fascinating, since it was not an interrogation. They just left the camera on.
And she's going on and on in the interrogation room about how could something like this have happened, as if it were an accident.
An act of providence.
Well, you fucking pushed him.
That's how it happened.
Was there a reason for that? Did that happen for a reason? He fell for a reason. To his death. But there was no reason for that.
No higher meaning.
They both loved drugs. Of course, the victim's family had this lady's number. Everybody who gets into drugs, it's infuriating. Situations had been escalating, so there were reasons, and I thought we might unpack that today.
Everybody who gets into drugs,
just how is it,
lands on the pavement,
that such
an obnoxious phrase,
gratuitous, catch-all, the pavement. How can it even exist? I think what people really mean is that there's a supernatural reason.
Uh-oh.
Because they can't think of anything else. The truth is too ugly.
And they're lazy.
Because nothing else. It's just too raw.
Deepity.
Could excuse it. Yeah, it's a deepity. Except some imaginary master plan.
It's childish.
something you say to a child to avoid the ugly truth. I'm going to take a wild guess and say a deity. A supernatural deity. A disembodied, Sumerian-based, whatever, Egyptian-flavored god.
Aegean-influenced.
Has a reason. I intend no offense to those mythologies. It's amazing to me that we hold God to a lower standard than we do each other.
Explain.
If you killed somebody, or if I did, or anybody who's engaged in some manner of defenestration,
we're held responsible. We're not allowed to get away with that.
I wonder why we even have courts if everything happens for a reason. It's the perfect defense. But somehow when God, an inscrutable, mysterious reason, causes a tsunami that kills 400,000 people, he's not held responsible. It's for a fucking reason.
Or she's not held responsible. Who are we?
Why are gods always men?
To question.
And that sounds absolutely, usually men, reductively absurd, doesn't it? Typically, the evidence offered for this bullshit phrase that everything happens for a reason is unexpected circumstances colliding, where one happenstance comes together, led me down a course and connects you of actions to a new connection. For example,
bumping into your soulmate when you were late for work.
A result. A flow of circumstance that yielded a result that was meant to be, that was surprising, that was meant to be.
Unexpected.
And something terrific happened. Usually terrific. We never say this stuff
when we meet a murderer, a rapist, a thief,
or an overdose. And had not situation A happened,
or drug pusher,
we surmise that situation B would never have occurred. My son met this woman, and somehow those new situations have become, and she was a junkie, full-on, lifelong, and he reinvigorated his arrangements, hunger, encounters. What if that
connections
never happened?
Just think of how many of our own kids are now dead junkies because they met the wrong friends.
Did that happen for a reason? When really shitty things happen and there's no good reason. But is there a reason except our own for that guy being pushed out a window? Lack of reasoning.
Folly.
Human folly.
Was it his time? I've recently heard that we don't do things for reasons. Someone in my family was murdered. We don't do things because we think them out and say, it's not necessary for me to go into the details. What a great reasoning I'm having. That's not why. And although there were reasons why it happened, we do things because we want to. Most unknown to us. We want to feel some excitement. We want to feel good. We have to color inside the few lines we have.
We make up reasons later to justify it.
There's no fucking reason. And some monsters, there's no higher reason. Like drug dealers, don't give a shit. I seriously doubt they just want financial gain. That there's a consciousness.
So they exploit
somewhere out in the universe.
Fools.
Or all around us.
Fools. But think about it. Is there a reason
that makes these determinations or decisions?
Once upon a time, there were these tigers.
That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
And this was in India in the 30s, and they were attacking villagers.
But people believe ridiculous shit.
They called them man-eaters.
Because it's too hard to fathom.
And at first I thought, well, how many people could,
that there's evil,
be hunted by a tiger or two?
Bad things befall decent people.
In a few short years, a few tigers killed several thousand people.
It seems pretty obvious that bad things are going to befall you if you put yourself in a situation with shitty people.
And this was just in this one area.
that makes the likelihood of something terrible happening more than 1,000. Women, children, men, out of proportion, hunted. The likelihood of being murdered or robbed by tigers that were injured or hurt and no longer could hunt.
I taught my son to protect himself
in their normal way. So they turned. My son died from injecting fentanyl to an easy prey.
I thought I taught him how to avoid predators.
I still can't believe he's gone.
Humans. Hucksters.
And every once in a while, tigers ambush you from behind. Photographs pop up on my phone. So the villagers would wear masks because of dates associated with this date. They would wear masks on the back of their heads.
To avoid liars.
And one popped up of my two children.
To ward off the tiger.
My daughter and my son, sitting next to each other, smiling.
These tigers had become brazen.
Beautiful.
They would drag people right out of their huts.
Healthy.
They would drag humans as they screamed.
Smart.
Right through the village.
Soulful.
And into the jungle.
Fun.
And there was nothing anybody could do because they were
creative,
too powerful,
compassionate.
It would often happen so quickly,
caring,
that the villagers,
adventuresome,
did not have time to arouse themselves,
individuals,
and fight back.
Did those people die for a reason? And to you, my son might just be another junkie.
There were reasons they died.
Although he never became a full-fledged...
Thousands of these...
out-of-control years in the...
villagers.
Soup. Junkie.
Hunted.
But is there a reason, an ultimate... He died just like every...
spiritual.
Person who uses junk dies.
Cosmic. Religious. Reason.
Eaten by a tiger.
With their heart just slowing down.
One man managed to... roll the tiger over. It bit him right on the face.
Falling into themselves.
The first bite the tiger does is a death bite, right to the head.
Until the trap door underneath reality.
Sliding down a hill, he managed to get his feet under the tiger.
Softly rips open.
He kicked the tiger from underneath with all his might.
And accepts their body.
And the tiger flipped. Flipped over him.
Into the death zone.
And kept running.
The disfigured villager became something of a celebrity. He was one of the few that ever survived.
We're attribution machines. You always recognize it when someone else does it, but it's harder to recognize when we do it ourselves, how we attribute human aspects to situations or conditions. When we die, it's the beginning of the party for a whole host of other organisms, insects, bacteria, to non-human stuff. Party's on.
Woo-hoo!
Tigers are just hungry. We are only alive because of the certain constitution of all the parts. Is there a reason for that? And once those things unravel,
my son did die for reasons.
You die. Shooting fentanyl.
That's the reason.
We're all mortal. All. Tiger over his body. At the moment of impact, even the godmen are mortal. And what a horrible, horrible, terrible way to go. Must have been for a reason.
Of course we made gods immortal.
Maybe a person gets thrown out of a window so they can experience what flying is like for a few seconds.
It makes a lot of sense, actually, to have immortal gods. We're not subject to what all of us are.
Have you lost someone in your life to violence?
How convenient.
Self-violence, like overdose?
They don't die.
An accident?
Or do they?
or worse, a murder.
Did Zeus rape Persephone?
It's lazy.
For a reason? Or did he just want to?
Kick.
It's a lazy use.
I think he just wanted to.
Of our minds.
He was sexually excited.
To use that dumbass phrase.
Superstition.
I'm so glad my son didn't have children. I got a sympathy card.
Maybe it was a...
Or at least I think I am.
Power thing.
You are. Maybe I would have felt...
Bullshit.
Like he left something. Maybe.
Chop.
Instead of took everything. A sympathy card from a lady.
Zeus, on a power trip.
The drug addicts that leave kids. That said something like, God has a plan.
Which God?
Fucking horrible. She bought it at the sympathy card... store. Sympathy. They're the victims. So somebody made this thing. They're the ones who have to piece together.
Reason.
And I'm not a rude person. I didn't say, shove this up your ass.
Some reason.
I said, thank you very much.
Thank you.
While their grandparents tell them how she was near death, much their mommy and daddy loved them. I didn't want to be rude.
My son did not die.
It's too late.
That's not love, people.
For a reason.
That's not love. That's not reasoning.
This shit did not happen.
That's just being caught up in the quicksand.
For a fucking reason.
Quicksand. However you got there, and you can't get out.
Quicksand.
It's just an easy, folky...
That's all it is.
Dumbass.
That's the reason. That's all it is.
Simple-minded.
Mommy got caught in quicksand. There's no other reason?
Facile.
I used to have nightmares as a kid about quicksand. It's not a characterological thing.
Vanilla.
I would have these long socks on my feet and legs. Something genetic? Weird stocking type things that I didn't even wear from another century. How could this happen? And I would get too near this puddle.
In a dream.
And as soon as my stocking foot
just
touched the puddle, just grazed it ever so slightly.
By accident.
Like a tiger, the liquid, and it was black.
Bad luck.
Like tar, would penetrate like a sponge and absorb all the way up the stocking. In an instant, and then up my torso, it would take over, and arms consume me, neck, and then head, and I would turn this quicksand color. My parents couldn't recognize me.
Nobody could.
And I couldn't get out. I was no longer me. I was the quicksand, and I didn't understand it.
You were dead.
What did this dream mean? I still don't understand it. Was there a reason? I encountered that quicksand? Dreams have more reason to them than waking life.
Dreams.
And it's outrageous and lazy to sum it up as everything happens for a reason.
Reason implies rationality.
Some rigor, coherence.
Logic.
Not just being stoned out freaks running around. Some methodology.
Some reliable way to ascertain the truth.
Insofar as we can. Sometimes things don't work out. And this could be what that looks like.
We don't call tigers murderers. Although a man did have to go hunt down those man-eating tigers to stop them from killing villagers.
The philosophy of Stoicism posits that we can't stop
or control
the misfortunes that will befall each of us. We can't control that.
That would be unreasonable.
But we can, we're mortals, decide how we're going to feel about it in a mortal world.
Decide.
Knowing the difference between what we can and cannot control. That's pretty fucking cool.
It's choosing.
Because it's honest.
It's very practical, useful, honest advice.
My son did not die for a reason. My relative was not murdered for a reason. Certainly not.
It's not supernatural.
A higher reason, imbued with meaning. After this relative was murdered, he was shot.
Or purpose.
It was on my son's birthday.
There was no purpose or higher meaning.
My son was using drugs at that time.
It was just a murder.
And I was very afraid for his life.
Some kids shot him.
And we were at a...
And yeah, there were reasons.
Gathering of people that did not allow me to speak directly with him in an intimate way.
He was consumed.
I have never seen my son by this dark, so despondent.
Although I didn't see any meaning, these events, I was afraid for him.
In my mind,
I did not want him to
connect it.
Take that.
So dark.
I couldn't reach him. As a reason.
Drowning.
For his own.
In quicksand.
Self-destruction. I couldn't reach him.
A quicksand called no reason.
Don't.
Just. There were circumstances.
I still see him in my mind. Self-destruction.
I could not tell my son this crime happened for a reason.
I'm so sorry.
I had a dream last night. My whole family was in the desert. It was in a place where we were using psychedelic drugs together.
That's pretty weird, because we never did that.
And walking around with fucking panda bears and weird-looking animals that we were initially afraid of. But over time, we were holding hands and walking through the landscape.
These panda bears were like tigers walking around on 2 feet.
There was a moment when I had decided that I needed a horn, like a trombone or a baritone horn.
A euphonium.
And I looked and saw these buildings that were burning.
It was a strip mall, isolated in the desert.
And inside that fire was a music store, like on a second floor, because I could see the instruments through the window as the fire was beginning to consume
this lonely and lost little strip mall. In the desert.
And I ran into that fire, into the music store.
I had to get a horn before that place disappeared.
And there was 2 people in there, a man and a woman.
And I begged for one of these horns.
You must be mistaken. There are no horns. There are no musical instruments in here.
And you need to leave.
They seem totally unaware of the fire
about to burn them down.
And when I looked around, they were gone.
All the instruments were gone. I recall asking myself inside the dream, did I run into the right building?
I knew the fire was coming, so I ran back into the desert. I encountered my family more or less hallucinating all over the area, tripping
their balls off.
And in my heart, I was seeking my son, my kinsman. It's like I asked to see him. And I I saw him. He was sitting alone at a picnic table in the middle of the desert. And he looked exactly the same as he did on that day years ago.
His birthday.
On his birthday, in the dark, when our relative was murdered. Unreachable.
It was disturbing.
He looked so sad
to see him that way.
Other people were laughing.
I certainly couldn't tell him.
Celebrating his birthday, but not him.
That it happened for a reason.
He was looking into the abyss. And he was being consumed by the darkness of truth.
Somehow, these events are connected.
There's no meta meaning from dying from an overdose.
No plan.
He may have given himself a reason.
A relative was murdered.
It made me feel like telling him
hours before this.
Don't look for an easy door out of this painful thing we call life.
This condition
yourself. A false path.
A painkiller.
A numbing.
A painkiller. It's hard, to be honest.
It's a person killer.
And not talk from the rear end. Where you stop your heart, usually all the time.
Just feel the fucking pain and fall into yourself. Feel it.
I was with some children when their father died.
Into a vortex.
A six-year-old.
Through a trap door.
Said to me, I killed him. I killed my daddy.
There are no painkillers.
And I said, no. No, you didn't. I promise you, that is not what happened.
He was sick for a long time.
I told her that I didn't kill my son.
And she said to me, did my daddy's body kill him?
The word everything is the totality of all events that have ever happened in time.
Did my daddy's body kill him?
Now there is a unifying thing there, time itself. Like those things did all happen.
She was only six, and she needed the truth.
I carefully considered her words. And I said, yes.
His biology. His nature.
Quick.
His biology killed him.
Although he hastened it.
I didn't want to tell her at that time that he hastened it with his habits.
Disrespecting his mortality.
And she will wrestle with that. With those reasons.
Yes, there were reasons, but it did not happen for a reason.
Nor did my son. There's no larger purpose.
There's no supernatural cook.
Reason maker.
Piecing this all together. It's just what we do.
You deceive yourself at your own peril.
And some of us are good at it. And most of us are bad at it. Sometimes I think that I'm getting through this all, the way my son died. And then a picture will pop up, a little movie. And I'll see him there, like, hey, why the fuck are you there? And not here,
were you thinking?
What the fuck were you thinking?
What was the reason? There's no good reason for what you did. You would do that to yourself. I can almost smell him. Touch him.
What is the purpose? The meaning?
It's your life.
Without conjuring it, making it up.
It's your life. There were reasons. Don't tell me everything happens for a reason. Mr. Nobody. Out.